Now, live from the XM Satellite Radio Studios in Washington, D.C., here's Scott Walterman.
It is Friday, September 26, 2008. It gets stranger and stranger. Has it become strange enough for you yet? That is the question in this presidential election, in which each day we think we have reached that edge, and yet there is still more land out there to push into Strangeville. We do not know if there's going to be a debate tonight. The scheduled debate, well, it's still scheduled. The stage is set at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. Senator Obama says he will be there, but will Senator McCain? We don't know. He says he won't unless there is an agreement on the Hill for the financial meltdown. But the other question of the day, besides will there be a debate, is the financial meltdown plan in danger of melting down? A meeting didn't go well, apparently, yesterday at the White House. And then back on the Hill, there were allegations and counter-allegations. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson went back to the Hill last night to try to revive or rework the proposed $700 billion plan. And while all that was happening, the biggest bank failure in American history was occurring. Washington Mutual collapsed under the weight of its own bad mortgage paper and was taken over by the federal government, immediately sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. Let's do this chronologically. We begin with yesterday's White House meeting.
The president was poised to announce accord.
Well, here's the thing, though. Again, they don't trust the government. How is it that if you're buying a mortgage if the government buys a mortgage that the bank can't make money off of, here's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
Then how is that an investment?
What have we learned?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd already be sitting on my couch watching HBO.
What's interesting to
Wouldn't
me, though,
sitting is here, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you would.
Well, maybe.
You do it just for the joy of it.
Do it for the love.
For the love.
Well, there's
love of microphone.
Yeah, love of me. Let's be honest. While we're talking about truth and advertising.
More Scott.
I need to turn up my headphones so I can hear me better.
The one good thing that has come out of this,
yes,
is that over the last
week.
Do
Hagen Dole?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Let's play it. We look at the last week or so of the presidential race, and this was predicted. I mean, both candidates said, and now we're really going to get nasty. And that hasn't come up. I mean, not nasty as in really nasty.
No, you can get really nasty in this presidential campaign, despite the fact that it's danced around the edge of let's get nasty. Hasn't really gotten nasty.
Yeah, nobody's really gotten into the mud and wrestled. Nobody's really said.
That's why this is such a great example.
Now, yeah, for those of you who are not exposed to North Carolina politics or really, really nasty politics, here's this week's series of ads. You know what would be great? Why don't you just play all three of them right in a row? They are in order. Just let it run, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
All right, this is the sitting senator of North Carolina, Elizabeth Dole.
Elizabeth Dole.
And her opponent,
Democrat Kay Hagan.
There you go. So these are the spots running in North
Carolina. And here's 90 seconds of joy.
I'm Elizabeth Dole, and I approve this message.
A leader of the Godless Americans PAC recently held a secret fundraiser in Kay Hagan's honor.
There is no God to rely on. There was no Jesus.
Taken under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, you're down with that.
We're down with that.
And in God we trust, you're going to whip that off the money?
Yeah, we would.
Godless Americans and Kay Hagan. She hid from cameras, took godless money. What did Hagan promise in return?
There is no God.
I'm Kay Hagan, and Elizabeth Dole's attacks on my Christian faith are offensive. She even faked my voice in her TV ad to make you think I don't believe in God. Well, I believe in God. I taught Sunday school. My faith guides my life, and Senator Dole knows it. Sure, politics is a tough business, but I approve this message because my campaign is about creating jobs and fixing our economy, not bearing false witness against fellow Christians.
I'm Elizabeth Dole, and I approve this message.
Kay Hagan's faith, not the question. But these facts Hagen cannot deny. Godless Americans held a fundraiser in her honor in Boston. Hagen attended and took their money. They want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance and our everyday lives. If Godless Americans threw a party in your honor, would you go?
Well, it depends what they were serving.
Right, exactly. Is there beer?
That is awesome. I mean, seriously.
Best
Godless Americans.
Well, the fact that there's an organization called the Godless American Pact.
That's awesome.
That's great.
It's awesome. NASCAR race yesterday?
No, I didn't. It was in Phoenix, and PRR is a great venue for... I'm not a NASCAR fan. I'm really not a NASCAR fan.
Really?
No, never got into it.
If they start racing Priuses, would you be interested?
I think
Hunter was beside himself yesterday. He was running around the house because Jimmy Johnson won the race and pretty much locked up the championship. It's not a fate. He has to go to Miami Homestead next week and finish, I think, like 36th or better to lock the championship down, but
so very surprising. I was surprised you're into NASCAR.
Why?
So, I don't know. It just doesn't fit with upscale urban elite, you know, that you cultivate image that you cultivate.
I'm a NASCAR dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently you are.
I am.
Apparently you are. I'm so scared.
Somebody wrote a press release, you know, all of the organizations that participated in the election, from the Teamsters to the teachers. They're all sending out their emails.
How dare they exercise their constitutional rights?
Yeah, no, they're all sending out emails last night taking credit for the win.
Oh, who credit?
Yeah. And so one of them was, I forget which one, somebody was in their press release was like, well, you know, this is now the opportunity for an era of bipartisanship, and I just started laughing because as I was reading it cold, you know, I'm like, yeah, and maybe we should ask for world peace while we're at it. But the fact is, you know, we never put two people on the air at the same time so that we could have a faux screaming match.
No.
Because it's good radio.
No.
Good radio.
No.
Or good TV.
No, good radio is letting people talk and hearing the whole story. That's good radio.
People are smart. They elected their president. It's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
They counted the votes. Nobody got beat up.
Mm-hmm. And history was made. And
no animals were harmed. Which I don't speak. And they're talking it. Gary joins us now for an update on some
now,
of the stuff he's...
I just want to go back on something. New Jersey has 15 electoral votes. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was more than that.
Don't think so.
Really?
Don't believe.
Look
it up.
That's 12 fewer than Florida.
Florida's got a bigger population.
Yeah, I thought they were closer together, though.
I think, Florida's the fourth largest state or something?
Certainly...
I mean, it's New York. It's California, New York,
Texas,
and then Florida. I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Certainly, you drive through northern New Jersey. It certainly.
Well, it's way smaller. I mean,
yeah,
for one
thing. Geographically, obviously.
And once you get out of the northern part, there's an awful lot of open land. You go down the Jersey Turnpike, and once you clear the, gas refineries and such. You know, it gets open field pretty fast.
Yes, I've spent a lot of time in the state of New Jersey in the 13 years that I've lived in this part of the country. I have family in southern New Jersey, and open land is a relative term, but it's open land compared to Bergen County and the northern part of the state. I don't know that open land would be.
Let me see if I can find this. Mike Marone on the loft plays a pretty funny New Jersey song. Let's see if I can find it.
So. But that's 15. I would have sworn it was closer to 20. But you know, dude, what's this song here?
Here, listen to this.
I'm from New Jersey. don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watch too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There are girls from New Jersey who have that great big hair. They're found in shopping malls. I will take you there. I'm from New Jersey. It's not like Texas. There is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down.
I'm from New Jersey.
That is brilliant.
Isn't it great?
That
Mike Marone turned me on to that song.
That screams The Loft to me. Who is that?
John Gorka.
We're going to get email.
Well, this is more me. While we're comparing Florida and New Jersey. Of course, is Eric Clapton, in case you didn't know. Great album.
My heart was weeping in the sun. My friends all say that you're the one. I get this wrong thing very clear. There ain't enough going on down here.
In line, Florida, oh, it's safe.
I won't play the whole thing.
I like the New Jersey song better.
Well, yeah, it's funnier.
I'm going to, you know, there's a, I'll have to come up with my own Arizona song, something by the Gin Blossoms or the Meat Puppets or Stevie Nicks. Linda Ronstadt, all from Arizona. So
Stevie Nicks is from Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Her father owned a concert venue. Well, she still lives there. Her father owned a really good concert venue in Phoenix area for a long time called Compton Terrace. And Linda Ronstadt, of course, from Tucson. Her father was chief police there for a long time. But,
and her political connection, of course.
Linda Ronstadt? Yeah, what's her political
connection? Dated Jerry Brown.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She did, didn't she? That's from the 70s.
Bringing it back to the presidential race.
Very.